CD 4. Track 12. Unit 10.
The Biggest Bang in History. In May and June 1883, smoke was pouring out of the tiny, uninhabited island of Krakatoa in Indonesia. The captain of HMS Elizabeth, a passing ship, wrote in his diary that he could see smoke.
20th of May, 1883, Indonesia. Early this morning, as we were sailing past an uninhabited island, we saw something incredible. An enormous cloud of smoke rising into the air, like the beginning of a volcanic eruption. Fortunately, we continued our journey safely, but the situation may be dangerous for other ships in the area.
Then, on the 26th of August, 1883, Krakatoa began to erupt violently. The next morning, the eruption ended suddenly. The island exploded into pieces and simply disappeared into the sea. A column of ash and smoke rose 50 kilometers into the air, 8 times higher than a modern aeroplane flies. People heard the explosion in Australia and India. It was the loudest noise in history, an explosion 10 times bigger than the atomic bomb at Hiroshima. A police officer 4,600 kilometers away wrote about it in his diary.
27th of August, 1883. Rodriguez Island, South Pacific. I was working at my desk as usual when I heard a loud noise outside my window. It sounded like gunfire. I went to see what was happening, but I saw nothing unusual in the street outside. Many other people also heard the noise, but no one knows of any gunfire on the island. There's no explanation.
Then came 4 enormous waves, or tsunami, 40 meters high. They crashed onto the shores of Java and Sumatra, destroying everything in their way and killing thousands. People felt the waves as far away as France. One unfortunate man in the South Pacific was sitting on the veranda at the top of his house when the tsunami came. Suddenly, to his right, he saw a crocodile. To save himself, he jumped onto the crocodile's back and rode on top of the wave. He surfed like this for about 3 kilometers until the wave broke, leaving him and the crocodile on the jungle floor. There were signs of the explosion all over the world for many months afterwards. Around Krakatoa, it was completely dark for 2.5 days after the explosion. All over the world, the sky turned a strange colour. The painter, Edvard Munch, wrote about it in his diary as he walked near his home.
29th of November, 1883, Norway. I was walking with my friends by the seashore, looking towards the southwest. Suddenly, the sky turned blood red. I started shaking with fear and felt an awful scream passing through nature.
People now believe that this was the inspiration for Munch's famous painting, The Scream. Because of the dust and ash in the atmosphere, global temperatures fell by 1.2 degrees Celsius and did not return to normal for 5 years. Then, in 1925, a new volcano began to appear. Local people called it Anek Krakatoa, son of Krakatoa. It is still active today, and experts believe that one day there will be another enormous explosion like the one in 1883.